The Gospel of Luke. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the good news. Please be seated. What does a God-first life look like and feel like? Does it change anything? What difference does it make in our lives? These are the questions that we've been exploring over the past few weeks in our sermon series, A God-First Life. And today we consider how daily connecting to God first and foremost gives us deep and sacred purpose. Normally in preaching, I try not to center my own experience. It's like a big no-no in preaching because we're supposed to be collectively diving into Scripture together. But my own journey of following God and finding purpose is the only way I know how to describe this. So just for today, to me it looks like this. Much of my own experience of God these days is less as like some personified being and more of a like a divine energy flowing through all of creation, time, and space, through you, through me, connecting us in love, like with an uppercase L. I find that I can tap into that energy, I can swim in it, I can live my life out of it, which I would describe as following God. Or I can step out of it, I can block that energy from my heart and my life, which I would describe as turning away from God. To me, when I tune into that divine flow, I find that I am invited in even more deeply to find love and nourishment and identity, while also simultaneously being sent out in it to show and tell others about it so that we can work together towards something much deeper and wider and more powerful than anything I can do on my own. As Pastor Josh talked a few weeks ago, because our identity is already secure in God, because our identity already comes from this love, we don't have to hustle for it. We don't have to pour ourselves out to earn our worth or our place on this planet. Instead, empowered by our identity, our time, our energy, and our care are freed up to help the world look more like the kingdom of heaven every day. This is what happened to Simon in today's gospel story. When he met Jesus, he was invited into his identity in order to be sent out with purpose. But how do we know what our purpose is? Well, I think there's capital P purpose and lowercase p purpose. Capital P purpose is our shared goal of kingdom work. This is broad and overarching. From Jesus' call to Simon, we see that part of capital P purpose is catching people with a wide net. And just to be extra clear, fishing in that day was not done with hooks. Okay, so when we say we're catching people, it's not like violent and terrifying. We cast out a net and we bring them in to authentic community, reflecting their sacred identity back to them so that they too can find freedom and deeper purpose in their true and beloved selves, and then the whole cycle continues. In the Ephesians text that we hear that our shared purpose is to equip the saints for ministry, build each other up in love, and promote unity. We do this so that we can all work for what 1 Corinthians 12 calls the common good. And if we read throughout Luke's gospel, it becomes clear that the common good meant abundant life and justice for all. The kind of justice that ran counter to the inequity of the empire, justice that focused on healing and feeding, welcoming, serving, and loving. The deeper purpose that Simon and we are invited into is still those things. Divine capital P purpose is a grassroots revolution of kindness and generosity and peace and hope. Capital P purpose is the same for everyone. It doesn't mean having to choose a specific kind of education or career. It doesn't mean having to have certain kinds of hobbies. It doesn't mean that you get married or don't get married, have children or don't have children. All of those are ways that we can live out our purpose, but they themselves are not our capital P purpose. Capital P purpose is how we live, is how we do those things, how we move through the world. How do we treat the people we live with? How do we interact with strangers? How do we think about and make space for people who are different than us? With what kind of ethic do we do our schoolwork, our career work, our volunteer work? How do we spend our free time? How do we vote? How do we spend our money? How do we relate with God's earth and its non-human creatures? With the divine first in our lives, we are invited to funnel all of those thoughts and choices and actions through our capital P purpose. And then there's our lowercase p purpose. If capital P is our shared goal, lowercase p purpose is our unique path. It's unique to us. Our way of moving with purpose is not going to be the same as our neighbors, and that's by design. It works better that way because our individual purposes reside within the larger purpose, working together so that we have a farther reach as we live out the kingdom of God. Everybody has a role within kingdom work, and none are more or less important than others. Our lowercase p purpose is our individual specific callings, and it's born from our gifts, our passions, and our sense of urgency toward particular areas of justice and abundant life for all. Think of Simon and James and John. As they fished that day, Jesus drew them into capital P purpose, but as they moved through their ministry, especially after Jesus' death, they each did so in their own specific ways, with different communities, with different skills, and different focus areas. Our lowercase p purpose can change over time. Some are seasonal. It might be dependent on our stage of life. We might have one or a few at the same time, but one thing is true. When we are plugged into the divine and focused on the capital P purpose, our lower P purpose begins to reveal itself. Here are a few questions that I've asked myself while trying to discern my own lowercase p purpose. And all of these questions are in the sermon notes section on the app if you want to come back to them. What's the thing that you will drop just about anything to do because it matters so much to you? What's the thing that fires you up most often, even when you try to move away from it? What's the thing that fills your soul, even if it takes up all of your time? As we ask those questions throughout a season, while allowing space for the divine to help answer, something begins to kind of show up over and over and over. Again, this is my own specific example, my own journey, but my own sense of purpose has been shifting a lot in the last couple of years, and I find it terribly ironic that I was given this particular theme because I've wrestled with my purpose, and the more I sit in curiosity, the more the same three things keep floating to the top. So just for me, this is just me, besides being a mama, I'm going to put that in its own category because it is just the best calling of my life. I sense these three calls. One, a call to pastor those who have been hurt by church. I don't mean good shepherd, I just mean church. Two, a call to walk alongside those who have forgotten their belovedness so that I can remind them of it. and 3, a call to assure people that the divine is so much bigger than what we are sometimes offered, and that God's love can be experienced in more ways than we sometimes give God credit for. So for me, this means that what I do, how I live, how I work, how I interact with folks is usually done through the lens of those values. And because they feel so strongly to be my unique path, anytime I operate outside of those values, it doesn't feel good. Something's missing when I step outside of my purpose. I get antsy. I feel disconnected from God. When I step back into my purpose, I find more joy, more energy. Have you experienced this in your life? Does this mean that it's always easy to live out our purpose when we figure it out? Absolutely not. Work with purpose is hard. It's tiring. Sometimes it's even scary or dangerous. It can certainly be thankless, and sometimes we don't get to see the fruit of our labor. And yet the impact is so powerful that it cannot be denied. It fills our souls. It helps us to feel most in and like ourselves. And it ripples out into a world that desperately needs it. And sometimes we do get to see the difference that it makes, even if it's small. And so my challenge to you this week, friends, and these challenges are in the app as well in the sermon notes, is to get curious about what your lowercase p purpose is and what it would take to lean into it. Consider how it would impact your community. Think about what support you need to live it out, and then take the tiniest step toward it if you can. We have been gifted with deep purpose in this life. As we step into the current of the divine in this world, may we find joy and hope in discovering and living out those purposes. Amen. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you that with you, we are not just floundering through life. We are embedded, we are imbued with purpose, big and small. When we follow you, we find meaning and joy. And when we turn away, something feels off. Help us always to come and find our way back to you and to recognize that you're waiting with open arms, with identity and purpose abundant. In Jesus' name, amen.